Rick was 12 years old at the time.
You can go over there, like, where's Waldo? You can go look and find him. Over there? Maybe 12 years old? Yeah, it was a 10-year celebration party.
Great. That's
awesome.
Did you get the letter?
He's a college, 1970s, my college.
Did you look at your hair down here?
Yeah, flammable suit.
Yeah, great.
I wasn't growing hair then. 12 years old.
Get away till 13. All right, you know. We got good evening. This is a regularly scheduled meeting of the Land Use Committee. It is Tuesday evening, April 26th. We are being audio taped. I am Mark Laredo. I'm the counselor at large from Ward 7, a member of the Land Use Committee and chair of the committee. To my immediate left is Counselor Greg Schwartz, counselor at large from Ward 6, vice chair of the committee. My immediate right is Nadia Khan, our committee clerk. Next to her is Rick Lipoff, Counselor-at-Large from Ward 8, Jake Auchincloss, a Counselor-at-Large from Ward 2, and Scott Lennon, Counselor-at-Large from Ward 1, and members, President of the Board, the Council. And all of us members of the committee, we have a number of other staff here, but I'm just going to try to move us along. So with that, we have only two items on this evening. The first is 40-15 Crane 2. It's a request for an extension of time for special permit at 95-97 Elm Street.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Franklin Schwartz. I'm an attorney with the Law Office of Westminster Bookbinder 12 and Walnut Street in Newton. I'm here tonight representing Patty's, technically the BB&G Realty Trust, but it's for Patty's Pub. They got a special permit on April 16, 2015 last year. We're just here to request an additional year to come back to that special permit.
Are there any delays in the project?
I think there was some actual improvements that were just made, and they just wanted to make sure we're in compliance with them.
Anybody have any questions? I don't need a public hearing for this, do I?
I don't think so.
All right. Any questions? Do I have a motion to approve? Moved by Councilor Schwartz, who raised his hand first. All in favor of approval? 5 in favor, none opposed. Great job. Thank you very much. Thank you. Our next item is 94-16. It's a special permit for 2171 Commonwealth Avenue. We have had this matter before. It's a public hearing. It's still open. Ms. Anand, did you get some additional information for us on this? Great. Good evening, Mr. Please.
I think you might get it up there as well, and then you would follow him.
That's fine. Okay. Whatever you prefer. Do you want to provide an update?
Okay.
You're welcome to grab a seat over there if you'd like, or stand if it's easier for you, whatever.
Probably it's easier to stand, but I'm not in front of someone. Thank you, Chairman and members.
Your name again?
My name is Philip Ferretto. I'm an architect and landscape architect. My client, Mr. Van Trust, is with me. He's sitting over here. I spoke a little bit last time. We were asked to remove, if we go back one picture. There's a picture of guys.
Turn the light off, or? Go ahead.
No problem. We were asked to remove the picture driveway in the front. There's an easement for a sewer line. That is the city's sewer easement and sewer line that runs where the lettering is shown. That has been removed. And what we have with the next slide is a straight driveway in. The carriage house to the rear is still in the same location. But this is more of an in-depth landscape plan. Wanted to point out that at the rear of the property, Regina Road, we've made a hedge detail proposing arborvitae, a staggered row of arborvitae planting of that are basically 2 foot six apart. The road 2 foot six apart, but the staggered row, we get a more healthy green wall. So that is what is shown from where we can plant. There is an actual right of way on toward Regina Road at this point. So we are going completely from that right-of-way over to the property line that is along Lyons Field. And Lyons Field is below that. So my listing of plant materials here, there's 40 of these arborvitaes that are in that hedgerow. And off to the right, as you come in back to Commonwealth Avenue, I have five Norway spruce, which are evergreens, which will and view through the front yard back toward the carriage house will be masked by these trees that are there. None of them are on the right-of-way. And then we have a few street trees, the L symbol out on Commonwealth Avenue there, just to sort of dress up the property and acknowledge that the green lawn and the building behind and what is the street. So, we have photos, I think, maybe next, or we have views of the house. These are views of the facility. So that is the house presently, and the driveway presently in the fence at that point. So, and from Lyons Park, you can see the house, and this is the time of year where you can see through. That was Regina Road, and are there more than that? Okay, here, this is an example. What my client would like to do, because the property as it exists is has been neglected, and the fence that we see at the front is actually away from the property line. There's an orange fluorescent stake. The fence could be coming this way forward. We have a hillside that's disappearing against the fence with the branching, and there's an invasive species of the European bittersweet vine growing all over the trees. What I'd like to do is address that. And most of that is on 2171 property. There are a lot of dead branches, dead trees, and other things that are in this zone. And I don't know if we go further back here.
Where is that picture? Is that in the back of the
house? No, this is in the very front, and it's off to the right as you come in line park. So the driveway that we saw was
Commonwealth Avenue, so where is this? I'm on Commonwealth Avenue, I'm facing the house to the left.
Lyons Park, you're in Lyons Field. And the house is to the right. The driveway that I showed earlier is off to the right, all the way there. That's the neighbor's fence and up toward Regina Road where the light is shining.
And that's the house. Right?
And the house is straight ahead. And the reason you see it is a different color than the white we saw earlier. The client has a permit to remodel the existing house. And that is underway. It's a building permit for residing and redoing the existing house the way it is, reconfiguring some bedrooms and bathrooms and kitchens, things like that, improvements while he waits to try and build this addition onto the property. So what you've seen is now a wooden box, okay, because there is red cedar siding going in place, like siding that is going in there. But this is the time of the year when you would see the house from Lyons Field. Is there another? So what's particularly, Lyons Field is downhill quite a bit from here. And the Little League field goes below this. Yes, the baseball field goes below here. And it's, overgrown and unkept, pretty much so. But the idea was to try and put a stone wall at the bottom of Mr. Ventura's property and to have a fence behind that and establish a better bit of grading and to do away with the invasive species and the random growth there, but providing some screening there. And I suggested that we work with the city to do that in a proper manner that would be good for both the property owner and good for the city.
So I'm sorry, you're saying that the chain link fence, you want to replace the stone?
The earlier slide is a better version of it. Parts of it, like right in here, for example. I'm going to move forward. At this point, this is all just rubble from here to here, and it's just sort of like letting the dead branches, the trees, and whatever fall against that, when in fact it should have some grading. To have a little wall at the bottom there would address and make it look like it was meant to be, like an edge to the properties, and then planting along a bank there. That would be, I'm suggesting, broadleaf evergreen and some evergreens along those. I believe your The Conservation Commission would rather see non-invasive, non-native plants used, and that would be my intention also, to try and use that as this buffer, so it would blend naturally into. And the next slide is more of just, you know, random woods and rocks at this point. So the fence is above there, again, you know, to try and do something that was in keeping there at that point. So to keep the house private and keep, you know, the activity, any activities here. You can see the existing deck above, that's in place and has been in place. There was a violation on this deck where the former owner built the deck too close to the property line. That was pointed out to us, and that's going to be corrected as part of this work. It's not, it's closer than 10 feet away from the fence line. So
the property line is actually closer to the house than where the camera is.
That is correct. You can see the fence line way at the top.
That's the line.
That is the line there for this one. See, it meanders through the woodland there. So
you're doing a construction project now on the house, and as part of that, you're going to be making the deck somewhat smaller?
It's slightly smaller. It's going to be moved back to the proper setback line.
And what's happening to the garage is in the Cohen house when you're doing the renovation?
Well, there was a small garage that has been able to sort of not, it is temporary kind of shelter. That has been removed, okay? And so the property of the rear has been cleared.
So how many, I mean, this is what's been confusing me about this petition for a while. Are you looking for a 4-bay in total garage or a 6-bay garage?
It's 4 bays new with bedrooms above.
Right. What about,
and then the two existing cars would remain that are under the house as it exists.
I thought you just told us that you were doing some work in the house currently. Not touching the garages?
Well, the 2 bays below are just, they're there, okay? And, you know, maybe new doors will get put on them, and that's it.
I'll be up front. I'm really struggling with a 6-bay garage in a residential unit. I don't think I've ever seen anything close to that in my tenure here. And it strikes me as just really disproportionate to what we do.
Understood. There are two in the existing house, and there's a separate building with a connection between the existing house at the rear. We have a floor plan, and
no, I understand all that, and if you told me that we're looking to construct a 4-garage carriage house, if we're converting the space in the Cohen house to some other use, I could understand it. 4 bays is still more than I think I'd recall approving, but I understand, I can understand that. I'm at a loss for space, frankly, for residential property.
Yeah. Well, my client has, every member of the family has a car, and he's not, and they are not always in the country, and they would like to not leave vehicles outdoors and outside while they are not present here. And that's, you know, one of the
things. But we're going to be approving something that's going to last them a lot longer than however long your client's children live in the house. And this will be a 6-day garage that's going to be here.
Well, that was why I asked the question about how easily it could be converted into living spaces after they leave. And I think the answer was fairly easily.
I do believe that. And either way, I mean, either the two cars get abandoned within the house, or two of the bays get abandoned and more of a family room or something is developed on the first floor. It's quite easy, you know, to expand the entrance into that carriage house and leave the rest alone.
The cars for current high school students?
Yeah. I have two seniors. Right. I have a car on my own. My wife has a car. And I also have a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the two garages are on the existing house. They want to take a pickup truck because it's seven two.
I understand that, and I understand the need for a bigger garage for a pickup truck, and that's why you want to build on, but you're asking for a 6-bay garage facility in a residential unit. It's not a request we've seen often, let's put it that way, close to.
Understood.
to refresh my memory, if somebody took the 4 bays and turned it into living space and you were left with 2, this would still fit into the FAR. Is that correct? That's the only thing that allows me to consider doing something like this. Because, you know, I mean, that's the only reason why I'm still considering it. It's because the mass of the property, regardless of the number of garages, still is within the FAR.
We could probably build an additional 1,000 square feet, I believe, or more, okay, then even after this new addition. The lot is a very large lot within a smaller zone.
Okay. I want to understand one of the reliefs that's being requested is the size of the garage, though, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the intent of that is in question as far as why the ordinance is there, but at least the ordinance language is that if it's over more than 750 square feet,
mm-hmm. you need a special permit.
That has more than 4 cars.
Either way.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Before you finish your presentation, I wanted to hear from the planning department. Is there anything else you want to add to this?
Can I
ask something? Okay. On the landscape. So on the plan, this landscape plan, it looks rather full, you know, the existing hedgerow of larger trees on both of these 2 out of 5 of the sides. But I think that those are the ones that you've just been showing us the pictures of. Is it thicker in the season, is that why it looks so thick on the landscape?
Those are the top, yeah. I mean, it's basically, they're all deciduous trees. There are no evergreens in that row. And what my symbol is showing are existing deciduous trees, but I'm not showing them in a random way. My notes here is the work in the hedgerow is some future work. Does not come on the list of material there, because what I was trying to make that list of plant material what we were trying to do to screen the garage. And I'm feeling like it would be helpful to the city and the house if this had more of a cultivated hedgerow of evergreen, like rhododendron, along there. And that is not accepted. My listing of the 6 items here was to try and address something that looks shabby present here, rather shabby and
unkempt.
Yeah, so I just spotted a few there, and you know, that's what we're obligated to do, you know, should this get approved. But I've worked with the Conservation Commission before in Newton, and Jennifer has good, strong ideas about what are invasive and proper kind of plant to put in such in a natural way. And so I thought I could include this edge and that's what part of this list is, so a further list would be developed on that. And, you know, because Mr. Vendus wants to put a fence there, wants to put the stone wall there, but I want that we work in coordination so someone doesn't say, why couldn't it be more attractive? You have a nice piece of stone wall that were once very nice in Lyons Field, so I'm saying, he does bury the stone. So we can make something happen in a nice way along that edge so people might, you know, feel that it's the proper boundary. That's all.
Thanks.
Exactly.
Anything else that's going with
the property?
Michael, do you want to take over?
Sure. Is this a review? Is what the question to read is? It is something to allow private garage with more than 3 cars. Exceeding 3,700 square feet. When considering the request, like I mentioned last time, the council would need to consider whether this is an appropriate location for a garage that large, 4 cars, and more than 700 square feet, and whether or not the garage would negatively affect, severely affect the neighborhood. I showed you the last time, this is the aerial previous plan. I believe the petition has gone through the road cycling well enough. Again, there's the line. The elevations have changed somewhat, especially with the addition of the new trees, as shown on the landscape plan, assuming that's the outside of the addition. Again, we saw these last time. So basically, the planning department has feel that it is an allowed use by special permit, the finding that you need to make so that it is in the proper location, that we believe, and like you said before, that it would not be anything affect the neighborhood. Future would not likely do so because of the topography, as you saw the changing grade that was at the airport. And just the shape of the site is that there just would not be much visibility of the garage from the adjacent public ways in Portland. And we also feel that the newly amended landscape plan does plan to protect the neighborhood with all the additional screening. We're now keeping it visible from neighbors and other streets. And it's also important to note that this will keep the cars inside the house. Instead of having a lot of cars parked outside, which in and of itself could be a negative for the neighborhood.
Let me just stop you there, though, because this is really, we're looking at a board order here, so I want to, before we get to a board order, I want to focus on this is not a four-car garage we're talking about. We're talking about a property that now is going to have a six-car garage.
So,
and is there any other property we've approved, residential property, that has a six-car garage?
No.
Not that I'm aware of. As I said last time, there is a property that's in New Balance.
I know that one, yeah.
And that really, I just looked at board order. There's nothing really particularly that's relevant in terms of that carriage house, is an existing carriage house, and it's really being used primarily as a showcase. And one of the interesting conditions there was that the special permit allowing that property to be used for a showcase for the car collection couldn't terminate after the children of the current owner no longer owned that property. In other words, it's not. And they agree to that.
It's not in perpetuity.
It's
going to
end in terms of
the
event space,
what it's essentially is. Mm-hmm. It's a very, I mean, are you all familiar with that property? Mm-hmm. It's a very different.
I don't agree.
And it was an existing structure.
Yeah.
This is a new structure. Okay. So, why is planning feel this is good?
You know, we feel that with the conditions, the neighborhood is kind of protected from potential negative outcomes. Like I said, the cars will not be visible from the neighborhood, which is intended, that is, than having 5 or 6 cars outside. We think that the addition of the new trees would definitely should provide enough of a screen from the neighbors. But we've been thinking about next door here, they're now protected from the addition being close to them. Given a few years, they probably wouldn't see it, given how high the trees will probably grow. So we think that's a significant increase in conditions that helps the neighborhood. It also helps the view from Virginia Road as well.
Looking at the addition setback from Con Ave, I'm not saying positive or negative one way or the other, I'm just saying you're not going to see 6 doors, are you? You're going to see the 2 existing, and then you may see the last one sticking out in the back.
Well,
the way it's pulled back a little bit? You see what I'm saying? You'll picture the house.
Yeah.
You see?
I don't think you're going to see anything from Con Ave.
You're not going to see, and from Regina, mm-hmm. Right? You see how right now you have that third.
The 2, yeah.
Yeah, you see the 2, I don't know what that is, a shed or something. But where this is going, it's going to be pulled back into the back of the house and out. So if we're talking about, you know, 6 cars looking at it, you're really not going to. I'm just going to play devil's advocate here. Where the trees are going, will shelter it. And then you've got the field on the other 2 sides kind of curving around on this very large lot. So we've never done it before. We have some 4 cars, I'm sure, somewhere around. But we haven't done that many. But I think that just because we haven't shouldn't be the rule. The rule is we're allowed to do it by special permit if we so choose that this situation is okay. So I'm kind of getting my head off of, I'm not going to vote against this just because we haven't done it before. So let's see if this is going to be adverse in any way to anybody surrounding this property. And part of that also is existing law, which is the FAR, and are we allowing a property that if it gets redeveloped into less space, would it exceed our regulations? The answer to that is no.
Can I ask
my thought process.
Can I ask a follow-up? I want to ask a follow-up question.
You do have three.
You put in your last finding it was about 1,161 square feet of garage space for the 4 days.
Yeah.
But what is it for the 6 days? How much garage space are we talking about?
Another 400 probably.
No.
It's a small garage.
So the book, so this person's footprint is the 1169.
Yeah.
So he did this, that's about half. Then you know the father.
You're now at 1600 square feet of garage space. Where 700 permitted by right?
Yeah, I would say. Presumably, this is just an event having cars on the block, whether or not he gets the garage. There are children that benefit from the neighborhood. We're looking at this on a case by case basis, kind of area allowed use on a case by case basis, like stuff from it. And you can put some conditions into the board order that may prevent some of the concerns that there would be large garages, such as only one commercial vehicle would be stored on this site.
Okay, you know, but I appreciate that. But
well, it's impossible if a neighbor sees a lot of commercial stuff coming and going and goes to ISD and says, what's the deal here? I see three commercial vehicles, and they look and say, I'm not. That's how it happens.
I know, but given that my problem is, given that ISD is completely reactive here and not at all proactive under its current structure,
it's
complaint-driven only. And people don't like to call in on their neighbors and complain, at least for the most part.
Except dummy floors.
I don't frankly want to encourage that kind of behavior. I don't want people, you know, for lack of a better word, diming out their neighbors all the time about violations. I mean, that's why I'm concerned about that kind of stuff. So, but I want to let others go ahead. Questions, comments?
I just agree with Councilor Lipoff's points, and I think the big one that stands out is it's allowed by special permit. This particular petition might not work.
Someplace else, they can't have that many cars.
It does work because of, I think, what is surrounding it. I haven't received any email from anybody on Regina Road. I don't know if you've talked to anybody on Regina Road.
I spoke to everybody. They have signs that you people gave me. They go there.
Yeah.
They get noticed.
Sort of the bigger point is that this might work well here, maybe not. So if we had another petition that came, a similar petition come in another part of the city, it might not work as well.
The precedent that is not really set because there's not many places large enough to do this kind of thing.
Well, special permits almost inherently can't be precedent, but
so my question is also
in the fact
that the ordinance, the way it's written, that all garage space should be less than 700, or can you build a separate building at 700 in addition to whatever else you're already using?
You cannot allow to have more than one garage. More than three cars and more than seven cars.
Yes, that's the limit.
Right.
Without a special permit.
Right, and that's only depending as to how you count the facility and where the 3 days are contiguous with each other. And so they're I think Alexander's correct, however, that if they're in the same structure but they're remote from each other, they're still being considered more. They're still being considered too, right?
I agree with some of the sentiments that have been voiced that, in this location, with this kind of topography and this kind of orientation of the house as regards to the kind of neighboring properties and the public ways, I don't see it as much of a problem as it would be in other places. I mean, it's a lot of mass, but it seems to be hidden eventually.
Okay.
I think we should probably put a condition about the commercial aspect.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we, is there any other questions for the moment for either petitioner or planning department? Seeing none, is there any member of the public who wishes to be heard on this? Seeing none, do you have a motion to close the public hearing? Moved by Council Zipoff, all in favor of closing the public hearing. If 5 in favor, none opposed. Public hearing is closed. I am hearing some sentiment to approve. Do I have a motion to approve? Council Zipoff, motion to approve. A draft board order.
So we're coming out on Friday. We've updated the bid and added some more conditions. So hand this out. The conditions are also in the next slide. So the conditions on the slide here are the ones we had last time. The standard plan level 2 conditions. That the final landscape plan will be reviewed by planning, the standard building permit conditions, the standard final inspection, the certificate of occupancy conditions.
And we go to the findings first before we go. I for one, have a real problem with one, because I don't think it's accurately stating the amount of garage space on the property.
And next to the addition of?
In the appropriate locations for the addition, for an additional 1,169 square foot four car garage, where?
Two already exist.
Where
two already exist.
Two bays, two car garage, with I think it has to be the square footage already exists. I think we have to be very clear what we're doing now.
I would propose that we rewrite that so we reflect factually, as you point out, the actual
Whatever it is.
Defining that, and then we also, what you're doing is adding an additional four spaces over and above the existing two cars that has the square footage of one.
And I think the preface then to that, to the conditions 1 and 2, we can revise accordingly as well.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to you to do some drafting there.
I'm happy to do that. I thought there was also a sentiment as to the visibility of the garage, the new garages from Commonwealth Avenue or other places that you might want to
include. I think you have that number 2.
I know, but you may want to just elaborate that.
I would beat that up as well, because I think that
you can even mention the fact that there's, you know, that there's the screening and the putt and that there are not residential properties on the other two sides.
Am I not mistaken that there'll be a second access, another driveway as well? Am I wrong about that?
There's one from Con Ave and one from Regina Road.
Yeah.
And they exist
the right of way.
Where is that? I don't remember.
I would think that we should mention that somewhere, though, because I think that does affect.
That's right. That's
if you're going to look at this for other petitions, that's different and has less traffic impact than ComAd. I think it's worth mentioning.
You put that in the findings?
Yeah.
I think it does go in the findings.
Is there also sentiment to comment on the fact that Baltimore structures is not exceeding the
FAR? Absolutely.
The structure, even with the addition, the FAR is greater than FAR, because, again, we're thinking ahead to precedent. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else, folks, on the findings? Obviously, you're going to look at a revised order before it comes before the full board. Whenever you're ready, Mike, we can get it.
Okay, so I began to go through the
conditions before, so it won't be as firm. The new ones we've added, either since the last hearing meeting or the Friday vision. The city engineer said that we should add that before a building permit is issued, that an operation and maintenance plan for stormwater management be approved.
Let me stop you there. Is that going to be a problem for the petitioner?
No. He's on testing has already been made, which is modifying a plan from CDC to all engineers. They put it out by 30.
Great.
If we discuss no more than one commercial vehicle, it is stored on the property at any time.
Councilman, I just want to be careful in doing that. And I understand the sentiment, but aren't like regular pickup trucks given commercial plates? And couldn't that, you know, someone, they own two pickup trucks. I'm comfortable if a pickup truck doesn't have a commercial plate, I'm fine with it. I just don't want a handicap.
Maybe how about park it overnight?
Park it or registered
from that site. I mean, that's essentially stuck in that registration from that. Yeah, be careful about that. Yeah. You register their cars lots of places.
Right,
yeah,
so we can cover them all.
Maybe just a quick call to Registry of Motor Vehicles to confirm that a pickup truck.
A quick call?
I'm assuming that the registry is like Newton City government, functions efficiently. How's that? Maybe that's a poor assumption. Yeah.
I'm just a humble architect. I happen to help write zoning in next town over in Brookline, but I rather recently made it my own car. Commercial vehicle because I have an office downtown. I need to push a freight department for 1.5 hours. So, a commercial vehicle, you know, commercial plate, but it's of no value unless you have lettering on the side of that vehicle. Any pickup truck can have any kind of license it wanted to have, but the connection is between lettering on the side of a vehicle and it goes from a little Prius up to whatever, you know, a brick truck or a panel truck. Lettering plus license. That's what makes a full commercial vehicle. Because you get a ticket if you don't have the plate, you get a ticket if you don't have the lettering.
Got it.
Okay? So,
without
learning
from your great guy, lettering,
you
have
to. Well,
if you
want to do, you want
to
build a commercial vehicle or you want a commercial activity?
Is it the size of the vehicle too?
I don't think my sense is if we're going to approve this, no one's saying that it's selling a can of two pickup trucks if that's what
all
you want to drive. We don't want this to turn into a storage facility by a future owner for a landscape
system. I live back next door here since 87. Next door 902. I drive a pickup truck. That's commercial place. I drive it the whole winter because I cannot drive my car.
We're not saying you couldn't have that vehicle still work.
No, all I'm saying is I'm looking to park that particular truck inside my garage because we leave the country for like 5 months a year. I'm not looking to leave it. We'll come out on the lot. It gets destroyed staying out there for that long.
I mean, you couldn't even come out unless it was the summer.
It's a low cost, it's probably.
This allows you to do that. You're allowed to store one.
There's a low cost. Possibly
some of the house. Okay. No. I don't want you to apologize because you're here and we need to understand what your needs are too. The last thing we want to do is write a board order that you can't follow. So I want to make sure that whatever we put in here is something that you can obey. Okay? So what we're struggling with is how we define commercial vehicle, but I think we're all in agreement in the order, from hearing my colleague's sentiment, that you could put any commercial vehicle on the property.
One.
And does that meet your
needs? My pickup.
Does that meet your needs?
Yes.
Yes.
One of the things you might do is put it back into the definition of the zoning ordinance of the commercial vehicle, which is that it's a parking of a vehicle conveyance or piece of mechanized equipment in a residential district which is used to further any business, trade, professional equipment or employment and meets any one or more of the following criteria. There's a fixed on it any writing or logo that designates an affiliation with a business, trade, professional or employment. It's used to store in that or place it's suitable from outside of the vehicle, tools, equipment, accessories, body type extensions or other things used for any business, trade, professional, or employment. Three, it's used to transport persons or luggage and animals and materials for any kind of heat or charge. Four, its length is more than 18 feet. Five, its width is more than 7 feet. Six, it has an intent mechanized jumping capacity. Or seven, it's got a plow blade on it.
Could we then say no more than one commercial vehicle
as defined by your NGO, blah, 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 blah.
I think that's it. That would be bad.
Alright. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you for prolonging the debate.
Thank you for helping us craft a better board order. Is there anything else you want to add on the conditions?
The ordinance has a landscaping sound of the frame will be maintained to the condition, inspected annually, the engine is dead or diseased, replaced in the time of
the. Who shall inspect the manual? The homeowner? Can we say the homeowner shall inspect, or the owner? It sounds like the city's going to do it.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, please. The pieces above the wall and the brush, doing that all that upgrade, is that part of the landscape plan, or is that something that you just do?
It is
on
the plan.
Okay.
Is it?
I don't think it is.
It's in the upper left-hand corner.
Okay. It doesn't specify where?
It would be shown on the final landscape plan that's approved by the plan.
So these two are called the hedgerow that you're referring to?
Okay. Are you comfortable with the landscape plan?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's relatively vague, but.
I was only asking because it sounded as if it was something that the petitioner was doing, you know, maybe. No, not so much maybe, but doing, almost outside of their plan to assist in beautifying the area a little bit. And I didn't know if we were making a condition on actually making them do it. It was something almost like a nice add-on that they were doing.
That's how I felt, but
they're clearly doing it, and since they said they're doing it, I personally think it ought to be in the permit.
Well, to the extent that it actually helps with the view because of the size of the structure and everything from the field.
Well, then if that's the case, then I would go back to Alexander's point to make sure that if we're creating a wall, that the wall is being done in some sort of conformity.
Yep.
I think we'll add that to the board.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else from the conditions that we should be aware of?
All that we have.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Any other comments from committee members? There's a motion pending by Councilor Lipoff.
All in favor? All in favor, any opposed? I'm going to abstain for now. One abstention. Thank you very much. We will be taking this up
May 2nd.
Monday night. No need to appear. This will go on. There's no opportunity to speak. You're welcome to speak to city councilors if you want about the project. You're welcome to communicate them because there's no requirement to do that. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. No other business? This is a record for land use. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, hi, Neil. How are you? Sorry.
I was wondering who he was. I thought he was a new reporter from the staff.
Nobody else does, so. Welcome aboard. Thank you. Alexandra.
So are we 8 o'clock on Thursday?
Michael, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.